WHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, COVID infection rates and hospitalizations have been slowly rising in New Jersey for the past several days. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the New Jersey Health Department says he doesn't expect a big spike like we saw last fall and winter.
But certainly I am concerned, and we do watch the numbers every day to make sure that we're not turning around and going higher. And I would certainly prefer that we continue to go down instead.
Health officials believe the uptick is being driven by the Delta variant, which is causing an increasing amount of COVID sickness in unvaccinated people. Somerset County has the highest vaccination rate in the state. Cumberland has the lowest. Two-thirds of Somerset residents have at least one dose. In Cumberland, it's less than half. New Jersey continues to target areas where vaccination rates are lowest and other underserved communities to try and boost their numbers. One person is dead after the wing of a 12-story beachfront condo tower partially collapsed in the Miami area town of Surfside. Scores of fire and rescue teams rushed to the area early as part of a massive search and operation. About 35 people have been pulled from the collapse, which sent a cloud of debris through the neighborhood, coating cars up to two blocks away with a layer of dust. Two are hospitalized. It's not clear yet what caused this collapse. New Jersey has confirmed its second ever human case of a potentially dangerous mosquito-borne disease. A 60-something-year-old Sussex County man has tested positive for Jamestown Canyon virus after experiencing a fever and neurological symptoms in May. The virus was first detected in mosquitoes from Jamestown Canyon, Colorado, decades ago, but this is the first in New Jersey this season and the only second human case confirmed in the state. No arrests have been made in the assault of a South Jersey waitress trying to stop a group of Dine and Dashers from escaping. The 20-year-old server from the Nifty 50s diner in Turnersville confronted the group, who in turn abducted her, assaulted her, then dumped her on the side of a road. The restaurant says they are covering the server's expenses, wages, and more to help her recover. We are in a high so-called quit rate market right now, as made clear by a new Robert Half survey showing that nearly a third of workers say they plan to look for new jobs within the next couple of months. Central Jersey Regional Director Dora Onishek says nearly 4 in 10 want to leave the stability of their current position and try contracting full-time.
As an individual, though, you really need to determine if contracting is right for you by looking at the different types of projects or roles that would interest you and what your marketable skills are.
Onishek says what's not advisable, though, is to leave your full-time job and go into contracting in a field where skills are not in high demand right now. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Another pleasant June day, turning hot and humid for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5. Time 10:03. Now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
They're still working on a crash on Route 287 on the southbound side at exit 13 at Route 28. The accident is on the shoulder, but there are delays running back to about 202, 206. It's about a 7-minute delay. Construction work on the parkway in the southbound local lanes today from 116 down to 114 at Homedale, as well as on the New Jersey Turnpike on the southbound side south of Interchange 4. In Lakewood, the delay is about 8 minutes to get you up the northbound side of Route 9 between West Spruce Street and Central Avenue. In Millville, we still have a closure on 47, the Del C Drive between Route 55 and Route 49. 55 a little slow as usual northbound into the 42 in Deptford. Leaving New Jersey, 25 minutes on the George Washington Bridge, about 25 to 30 minutes on the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Construction work continues blocking the right lane, leaving New Jersey on the Ben Franklin and the Walt Whitman Bridges. And in Cherry Hill, we have an accident reported on Route 38 in the area of Mall Boulevard. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 261 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:05.
Jersey Radio.
You're so right about everything.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:07, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Once again, I have no hesitation in calling today a beautiful weather day for New Jersey. Mostly sunny skies, unusually low humidity, and dry weather during the day. High temperatures will be very similar to yesterday, mainly in the mid-70s. The cool spot along the Jersey Shore, closer to the 70-degree mark at the beaches. Clouds creep into tonight, and some showers and sprinkles will try to clip the coast. Low temperatures fall to around 60. Now tomorrow, after early morning raindrops wrap up, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. It is going to turn noticeably warmer and more humid tomorrow, with highs surging to near 80, and then mid-80s on Saturday. Feeling like summer, it'll be very warm, humid, and breezy, with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Could be a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday, too. Sunday gets even warmer, pushing into the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Ocean City, 72 degrees. Oakland, 70. Old Bridge, 71. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.